Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
The Revival will be in studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yes, good morning. You sound great, Ty. It's Tuesday.
Wow.
And you know, I was on Tuesday. Same thing that happened yesterday.
Well, I'm here. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it through this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to the fact that we have a segment that requires us to sing today.
Right.
Which is called New Spins Me Right Round.
Well, we could have fixed that, but you need your voice for, you know, other things like saying words and stuff.
Right, that's true. Mm. I'll try.
We'll have a report on that dangerous crash last night on Coast Highway that blocked up the northbound lane, plus many more news stories. You're welcome to it. It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, first up in local news this morning, thanks to the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, a two-vehicle crash on Coast Highway near the entrance to El Moro Elementary School at about 9:15 last night sent five people to area hospitals. A 20-year-old woman and a 19-year-old man were critically injured when they were ejected from a Ford SUV that rolled over after colliding with a Dodge Caravan. A 10-year-old girl in the SUV received minor injuries and was transported to Children's Hospital in Orange. A fourth occupant of the SUV was also injured, as was the only occupant, an older woman of the Dodge Caravan. All four adults were taken to trauma centers. Two went to Mission Trauma Center in Mission Viejo, and the others to the OC Global Medical Center in Santa Ana. Coast Highway was closed in both directions from Newport Coast to the north city limits of Laguna Beach, and reopened around 1 a.m. No details about the cause of the crash were immediately available. Hopefully, we'll have that tomorrow.
Yeah, God bless them.
Hopefully, everybody's all right. I mean, yeah. People in town knew something serious was happening, because the only time they close the highway in both directions is when there's a crash that, you know, God forbid, has fatalities or something close to it. So people were asking us last night what was going on.
Yeah.
Also in local news this morning, South Orange County's young people may one day find themselves unable to afford where they grew up, according to a new report out of Saddleback College. The 2016 South Orange County Economic Report lists three economic opportunity gaps, including a lack of affordable housing for young professionals and middle-income families that could limit growth in the near future. But it also shows that the regional economy has consistently grown at least 2% per year since 2008. The report, released Friday, is the second of its kind, created by Saddleback College staff in partnership with the South Orange County Economic Coalition. It details the demographics, employment statistics, and key industry sectors in the region, which covers the 11 cities, including Laguna Beach, and unincorporated areas south of Irvine. South County doesn't have enough housing that young professionals and middle-income families can afford to buy or rent. Medium home values range from $650,000 to $1.85 million. And for renters, the average full-time worker needs to earn more than $25.50 per hour in order to afford a one-bedroom apartment in South County. As a result, South County cities have to import their workforce from outside the region, which can lead to increased wear on infrastructure and less sales tax earned. I have to cough.
Cough away. Yeah, no, it's a major issue, not just because it feels like a major issue that the price of housing around here is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is proof that, in fact, young people, even if they grew up here, have no means of staying here, which is, I mean, so unfortunate in many ways.
Yeah, and if people are coming into town to work, that is a major wear and tear on the infrastructure. The freeways can't handle it. If there's an emergency, God forbid, that creates a problem because there's too many people on the 73 and on the 5 freeway.
Yeah.
And of course, tax revenues go down because people are not.
Well, I mean, how many people do you know that work in this town that don't live in this town?
Well, there's many.
Almost
many
all of. I mean, I can't think of hardly anybody that works and lives here. It's a shame. I don't know what to do about it. I have no idea what the answer is.
No, but it is an issue that should be. Certainly, our government bodies should be thinking about. You can't just leave it and say, well, the market will solve this problem. I don't think the market will.
No, it's only going to get more expensive.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's it for local stuff this morning. We'll get to some political coverage and North Korea coverage coming up later on. And the Laguna Beach Music Festival, presented by Laguna Beach Live, is this weekend. So we'll have an interview with Anita Halton from the festival a little bit later on. Right?
Groovy.
Daily Scramble Live.
All right, then.
All right. I'm excited.
I've got Zika.
I've got Zika.
It's a small head makes his voice high.
I can't do a high voice right now.
No, you can't.
Let me try to do a falsetto.
Go. Yeah, squeaky.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, you know, there's a cultural arts plan afoot in town.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, so they're talking, the city's talking, people are talking. Yaga, 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 on and on and on about stuff, and hopefully things will happen and it'll be good. Well, a small Slovenian town is leading the way in ideas for cultural art stuff.
Okay.
They're pressing ahead with plans to build a fountain which spouts beer instead of water. It's good, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
What? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that idea.
Well, there has been opposition from some councillors.
Why?
It doesn't really say. You're supposed to sort of...
Is the opposition that Slovenian beer sucks?
I don't know. Does it suck?
Probably.
Well, the fountain doesn't yet have a completion date, but visitors will find a variety of Slovenian beers on offer. You pay like €6, which is what, I don't know, about $10 or $8, something like that. And you get 3 10-fluid-ounce helpings served in a commemorative mug.
Beer is looked at it such less of a big deal overseas.
Alcohol Europe, generally is, yeah.
Yeah, beer is just like, it's just whatever in Europe. Here, yeah. It's a bigger problem.
No, well, it's not, it's culturally, we're sort of prudish, aren't we, Americans? We're a bit weird, really. I think we're strange. My father used to work on Orange County Swap Meet, and he used to always make this joke. He used to, because he would be selling a knife. He was the Ginsu. Did I tell you about this? He was the Ginsu knife guy.
I don't know.
No?
I don't think so.
Anyway, he used to sell a knife on the swap meet. And he always used to make this joke where he would say, you can pay me so much money for this thing, and I keep the change, and I spend it on beer after the swap meet. And it always got a laugh. And I always remember thinking, why is that funny? So you spend it on beer, all right?
It's just something he's doing.
I spend it on cheese sandwiches after the swap meet. So what? But it's because, America, we go, ooh, beer, ooh, wine. I don't know, it's just so
it's
kind of
it's a punchline. It's ridiculous. That's interesting.
It's so funny to me. It's like nudity, same thing. Ooh, ladies' boobies. what are you, 6? What's wrong with you?
So, if we closed Forest Avenue, are you a proponent of installing a...
ladies' boobie fountain.
Beer dispensing.
Definitely.
Boobie fountain.
I don't know about it, but I don't drink beer, as you know, so it doesn't really...
Well, you did at one point.
Yeah.
You can remember what it was like.
I liked a beer. A cold beer on a hot day.
Not anymore, though.
Nice thing. You know, they used to drink in early times, Shakespearean times, and even, times. In
just,
times.
Just in times.
Back in the day.
Right, in the day. Here's what they said.
Before water was clean.
Uh-huh.
Beer was... All the people that came over here on the... and landed in Plymouth.
Right, on the boats.
Those guys, mm-hmm. Older people in old times.
Right, right. When they rode here.
They would row here, yeah. They would drink beer because it was cleaner.
You know, you should teach a history class.
Yeah. All right, kids, that's it, you're done.
Graduate. coming up in a few minutes, we will learn more about this weekend's Laguna Beach Music Festival, which may or may not have beer.
Right.
Jennifer Coe and Shai Wozner, they're performing, two very established, critically acclaimed violinists and pianists, respectively. We'll tell you about them. Anita Halton will join us on the air for a brief interview.
Great. Good thing to do is go to the music festival, get really drunk and be obnoxious in the playhouse.
See, that's funny.
That's what.
But in Europe, it's just something that happens.
Yeah, everybody does it.
This is New Unknown Mortal Orchestra. A song's called Necessary Evil. That was The Doors. Before that, a band called All Them Witches. Mm. It's KX 93.5's Daily Scramble Live. And fun music means fun story, Jason Fetty.
Fun music in the background. Should have known. Yeah,
story? Right. Here you go. I'm going to tell you the story, and then you can guess where it happened.
Okay.
That's fun. Joshua James, 23 years old, is accused of assault with a deadly weapon.
Chicago.
Nope.
All right.
And illegally capturing an alligator.
Ah.
Do you change your guess?
Yeah.
He threw the cold-blooded reptile into a Palm Beach Wendy's.
Wow.
In Florida.
How do you pick up an alligator?
Well,
they've got no handles.
Here's how it happened. He was rolling around and found a gator on the side of the road.
Right, it's in Florida.
3.5-foot gator. So,
Florida.
You know, just about Florida. This big of a gator.
I live in Florida.
And then he picked it up, put it in his truck, and then went to the Wendy's.
Drive-through.
Got his drink at the Wendy's, and then flung the gator into the drive-through window.
Throw this on the grill. I'm hungry.
Okay, so he was arrested, of course, but his mother said her son is not violent, that the alligator was simply part of a joke,
right?
And it was aimed at his friend who works at Wendy's.
Oh.
His mom said he's a prankster. He does stuff like this because he thinks it's funny.
He's a prat, isn't he?
They're calling it the Gator Flingin' Fly.
Good for him. Well, he did it, didn't he? Got himself in the papers.
Fortunately, the gator is fine. He was not injured, and he was released into a nearby canal.
Happy to hear it. There's another story about an animal winding up in a restaurant. Did you see that? A seal over the weekend wound up in a San Diego restaurant.
Baby. That kind of seal?
Not the seal.
Oh.
A seal. Not seal.
Did you see seal in a Super Plate commercial?
I didn't see him in the plate thing, no.
Oh.
Was he good?
It was funny.
Where's he been?
Exactly.
That's seal.
That's what everybody
weird
said.
Thing.
Gators are pretty tough. That's what I learned from this story. You can fling them through drive-through windows.
And they're all right.
They come out clean on the other side.
Okay, yeah. They need two handles. One on somewhere down, like halfway down the tail, and one just behind the head. And then it'd be easy to fling.
Start a new Olympic sport.
Yeah, like, you know, dwarf flinging some bars.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt if this has been done before in Florida.
Flinging.
Someone has had a gator flinging competition. I wouldn't be surprised.
The flinging fly. That's a good name for it.
I have to blow my nose. Let's go to a song.
It's all right, yeah.
We'll come back with a lot more this morning. Here's Joywave on KX93.5.
How's your snot?
It's copious.
Yeah.
It keeps coming out.
I know. You know, the average person produces about 1.25 liters of snot per day.
I feel like I've produced at least 3 gallons.
Probably this morning.
Where does it come from? It just keeps coming.
I don't know.
Don't you have a finite amount of snot?
I don't know how you create it. It's mucus, isn't it? Mucus.
I don't know, but it keeps coming out.
1.7 liters per day. That's enough to fill a kettle.
Is it healthy if it's clear or green?
Why do they say things like that? Nobody's going to fill a kettle with snot to test it, are they?
Revolting. I could have already today.
So, and what are you asking? What was the question?
I don't know. Is it clear or green if it's healthy?
If it's green, that is a sign, and I don't know why, but it's a sign that your immune system is at work.
Okay. What if it's clear?
It starts out clear, usually. Healthy snot's clear. If you've got blood in it, go to the doctor.
You know, 10 minutes ago, you didn't know anything about snot.
No, I know a bit about snot.
Did you read a Wikipedia article?
I've lived on this planet a while. I don't have any kids, but if you've got kids, you need to know, don't you? Because kids are snotty as all get out, aren't they?
Starry, starry night.
Oh, Don McLean. He could never do a thing wrong, could he? He's one of those guys, he's like Smokey Robinson.
What happened to the guy,
though? He couldn't be a bad guy, but he's gone and got himself in trouble, hasn't he?
Don McLean's in trouble?
Yeah, I've seen a picture of him. He's with a comb over. He's 70 with a comb over, and he's in Knox County Jail. He's got to enter a not guilty plea.
He's entering
a not pleady gill. It's very dangerous. Got to be careful, especially when you're 70. He's been arrested at his home. He's accused of beating his wife.
What?
Yeah.
Don McLean?
Don McLean. Paint your wife black and blue.
The day the wife nearly died.
Right. Exactly. His wife Patricia's... filed a handwritten request for protection. She claims that she feared for her life when she called police in early January, writing, "Don terrorized me for 4 hours.
Wow.
Until the 911 call that I think may have saved my life." Yeah, so it's really quite serious. 70-year-old was released from Knox County Jail after posting $10,000 in bail. He asked his fans not to judge him. In a statement from his office, McLean blamed hard emotional times for my wife, my children and me. What's occurring is the very painful breakdown of an almost 30-year relationship. There are no winners or losers, but I'm a winner. No, but I'm not a villain. 40 gold and platinum records worldwide, this guy.
He's been married as long as he's been making money off of one song, pretty much.
I know.
You know?
Phenomenal. Do you remember the lyrics and notes to American Pie? Sold for $1.2 million.
Yeah, his little handwritten margin notes, yeah, which kind of revealed a little more about what the song was about that I found very interesting.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah. Anyway, he's now
poor
in jail.
Guy.
Yeah, it's not a great way to end your career, is it?
Well, it was already over.
I'm in a photograph. Well, he's still making money, though. Still American original.
All right, so what's going to happen? We'll follow this and see if he, in fact, gets convicted of abusive domestic violence.
This isn't the worst mugshot I've ever seen of a celebrity. James Brown was worse than this. Did you ever see James Brown's mugshot?
No.
Oh, my God. Who's the boxer? What's the name of that boxing promoter with a big hair?
What?
Don Black. No.
I'm not old enough for this conversation.
You don't know this guy? He's got sticky up hair. Boxing promoter, very famous. Anyway, never mind. He looks a bit like him after a car accident. But Don McLean doesn't look good. He's not very good. He looks very like, oh no, I'm about to get, the whole world's going to see this, and I'm horribly embarrassed.
Would you like to hear the rest of Vincent?
Not really.
Daily Scramble Live.
You know, I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm aware of that fact.
But nothing cheers me up quite like an old person.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
Could be.
Last night I was with my girlfriend Stephanie at her parents' house, okay?
Yeah.
And she took care of me all day. It was really nice of her. And she said, "We're going to dinner tonight with my grandparents." And I said, no. I feel terrible. I don't want to go. We'll have to talk to them. I got to entertain them. Yeah, I don't want sushi. Please don't make me go.
Have you met them before, the grandparents?
I've met them a couple times, but I never had like serious one-on-one time with them.
Right.
So I don't want to do it.
Are they very old?
Very old.
Really?
And she's half Chinese, so they're full Chinese.
Yeah.
So they're, I think the grandfather, Goon Goon, is around 95.
What's his name?
Goon Goon. It's not his name. It's just what we call him.
Okay.
And the grandmother is a little bit younger than that, but they're quite old. They still drive. They still walk. They do their own thing.
Good
and they live alone.
Yeah.
Very, very self-sufficient.
It's amazing, isn't it? I think
humans.
That's totally amazing. My wife's granddad, he's 97, still lives alone, does his own thing. That's it.
Yeah.
If you try and bother him, he gives you a slap.
It was really impressive.
Yeah.
So, first of all, we had a fantastic dinner. And Goon Goon was explaining to me how many languages he speaks and gave me a phrase in all these different languages. Farsi, Armenian, and Spanish,
wow.
Italian. But none of them made sense, we're sure. In Spanish, he told us that Cusco de Verde meant, how are you? We've never heard that before.
No. Yeah.
So anyway, he's crazy and old and hilarious.
It means it's a green warehouse store. Costco de Verde.
Cusco de Verde.
Costco de Verde.
So, okay. Then he learns that I'm Irish, okay? He learns my last name and learns that I'm Irish. So he goes, I know all the words to Danny Boy. So he starts to sing it at this sushi restaurant, and Stephanie says, no, Grandpa, not right now. Don't start singing, because apparently he thoroughly enjoys singing.
In the restaurant, he just stands up. You just don't care.
You just don't care anymore.
At 97, you care less as you get older. I was sending this to somebody last night. They were saying, how do you feel about turning 50 in a few weeks? And I said, I don't care. It's great, because I've spent a long time to get to a point where 95% of the time, I just don't care. And that's fantastic for me, because I really cared.
Well, times that by two.
And now he's 97.
Right.
You want to sing? Get up and sing.
So he does that. Stephanie stops and says, no, let's sing when we get back to the house.
Uh-huh.
And he's all aboard for this.
Okay.
So he gets back to the house, sings us a rendition of Danny Boy,
brilliant,
first of all, with Stephanie on piano, has the world's largest magnifying glass. I mean, it's as big as his head. Holding a piece of paper, reading Danny Boy. And I was amused by this and thought, okay, good job, you sang Danny Boy. But then, okay, Then he busted out Old Man River. And I have...
this is great. But this is what they used to do, man. I'm telling you, before before television, people had to sing. What should we do now? Oh, Grandad will sing Old Man River. That'll be entertaining.
Right. So I have the audio.
Right.
Okay. I took a shaky video with me holding in tears of laughter, excitement, and pure joy at this man singing Old Man River. Would you like to hear it?
Well, I don't think I've got a choice, do I?
This is Goon Goon with Old Man River. On KX93.5.
Can you Lansing jail? Ah, gets weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying.
He's so Asian.
But Old Man River, it just keeps rolling.
Oh, nicely done, Goon Goon.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
The only way it could have been better if he just killed over and died at that moment at the very end. And you captured it on video.
He was really happy and satisfied with himself after.
Yeah.
And even his wife was laughing like, oh, here it goes again.
Yeah.
But it's true. You're right. It's just what they do for fun.
Right.
And it was so fun for me to remember that, like, there's simple pleasures in life.
Yeah.
Like an old gentleman with a giant magnifying glass singing a classic ballad in the funniest way. I mean, it was just... It gave me all the joy.
He sounded very passionate about the words.
He feels it.
Yeah.
After he finished Danny Boy, he said, that song, I feel it. It's such a sad song.
No, it's the greatest song ever written. Beautiful song.
So that was my experience yesterday. And I just wanted to, if you're sick or feeling ill, as it seems everyone is right now, get an old person, have them sing to you.
Just grab any old person off the street. Grab them off the street and say, you're going to sing to me right now.
It was beautiful. So much love to Nana and Goon Goon. Thank you, Stephanie's family, for introducing me to such wonderful people.
What are we going to do when we're old, Ty? What songs are we going to sing? Oops, I Did It Again. I mean, you know what I mean? When you're bouncing your grandchildren on your knee and you're 97 and they say, sing us one of the old songs, Grandad. And what are you going to sing?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication.
Right, exactly. I rest my case.
Coming up, we are going to sing for you. We're going to sing a bit of New Spins Me Right Round, Nathaniel Rateliff. Has a new single, and we'll play it for you and sing to it in our own way.
All right.
Indeed.
Because everything can be sung to the tune of our favorite 80s one-hit wonder. It's time for a New Spins Me Right Round on Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, I'm so glad you made that.
Do you know how long it took me to just get the and then back to the music? It's all words, that song.
All right, this is a segment called... New Spins Me Right Round.
Yeah.
The point of the segment is that we can sing any new song that we add on our radio station to the tune of Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
No, it's the opposite of that.
Go ahead.
We can sing the song, new You Spin Me Right Round, to the tune of any song that we add.
I find those the same.
They're not the same. Anyway, let's not have a fight on the air. They're not the same. You're singing every... No, never mind. Anyway, we're going to do it now. Show you what we mean.
There's a new artist named Benji Hughes. Well, he's not that new. He released an album in 2008, then took a seven-year break to do stuff like work on children's books, be an advertising executive, and other odd jobs, and then just came back right now with a brand new album.
All right.
He's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
The new release is called Songs in the Key of Animals. He looks like this.
Okay, it looks like...
The Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, an albino member of ZZ Top.
And the new song he's got is called I Need... Nope, that's not it. Hang on. Zebra. It's called Zebra. So we're going to play it and prove to you that we can sing Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round.
All right.
Ready?
What's the name of the guy again?
Benji Hughes.
Benji Hughes, Zebra. And begin. Oh, there you go. I think we should go now. Let's go now. You ready?
This spins me right round, right round, like a record, baby.
baby, right round, round, round.
It's gotta be a happy ending.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it again.
It can be done.
Every week.
Yeah. That's the Strumbellas there. They should be called the Strumbrellas, shouldn't they?
Really? Well, they messed that opportunity up.
Yeah. You know, it's 2016, fascinatingly.
Okay. Yeah.
The Jewish sure is. Year is 5776. And the Chinese New Year, which is upon us.
It was yesterday.
Right. It's now 4714.
Okay. So I asked Stephanie's Chinese grandparents last night at dinner, which I just told you all about,
all right,
what year it was in China. Yeah. And they said it's the same year.
No. They're wrong.
Well, I trusted them.
They've been out of the country a long time. It's 5776 Jewish New Year, Chinese New Year 4714.
Okay.
Now, that has a meaning, deeper meaning.
All right.
It means that Jews had to exist 1,062 years without Chinese food. And that's the time known as the Dark Ages.
Christmas Day was spent eating...
Who knows what.
Right.
So, yeah. Wow. Interesting, isn't it? Kind of. I've got a real quandary on my hands here.
Tell me.
I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to come out with it.
And tell, you're going to tell everybody, actually.
I'm going to tell everyone, because I've kind of made my decision already.
Okay, go ahead. I'll help you.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. So, I've been offered a gig, and but it starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
No, why?
It pays $100.
Jason.
So it's not, no, no, no.
You're not this poor.
I know. But the girl, Mary Coppin, who was John Lennon Songwriter of the Year some years ago, whose gig it is, and she's got a lung infection, so she can't do it. She says, it pays $100, you do two songs, that's it. And they're very supportive of artists, and they buy a lot of CDs. So, who knows? Could walk out with, I don't know, $130 here.
$130.
Right?
Wait, what kind of gig is it? 8 in the morning?
It's some sort of networking thing. They're called the Inside Edge, which sounds a bit Masonic to me.
I've got a compromise. Just play two songs live on the air tomorrow and have them set up a PA, and then it's like they have live music. You can talk directly to the network edge.
I know where my loyalty is. I know where my priorities are. I will be here at work tomorrow. I'm not singing on the radio. It's not blotter day.
You know, you actually will make more money here tomorrow than you would make if you went to that place.
Well, how can I not? Just that's not possible.
Just buy a little.
What, $100 a day? I don't get $100 a day working here.
If you sell something.
Right. Some piece of equipment. Anybody want to buy a microphone? Nah, I'm not going to do it. It's all right. I'm just looking at the thing, that's all. Whatever. 8 o'clock in the morning is a bit early for singing anyway.
You do it every Friday.
I'll have you know.
Wow, what a strange gig. Well, thank you for sharing that with me, and I'm glad you're sticking around.
Yeah, I'm gonna
be. The networking edge will have to find
what are they doing? It sounds like some sort of weird, like, Masonic thing, doesn't it? It's like, just, you know, show up, be there in your suit, all smiley, networking.
Sounds really culty.
Friendly, cult-like. Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
Mm, reminds me of something else.
What? Alcoholics Anonymous? No, what?
We're coming right back with Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Today, all Jefferson Airplane songs.
Groovy.
That guy died. What's his name? Paul Kantner. Mike will tell us about that, I'm sure.
Good, then.
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Oof, it's like Christmas all over again. I barely slept last night with excitement about this next slot. Honestly, every week it's the same. I just cannot conceive of a greater thing.
You can't control yourself, can you?
I wet the bed last night. I was so excited. Is that good enough?
That was lovely.
Is that all right for you?
Thank you. I asked him to do it with a little.
You're a good-looking fella. Your hair looks nice.
Thank you. You
know, nice smile. You make everything. You light the room up when you smile like that, Michael. Seriously, everybody feels like they're the most important person in the world. When you look at a person, there's nobody. You're the greatest. Anyway, that was Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
See you next week.
I so appreciate your sincerity, Jason. Where do you buy it?
It wasn't easy for me to do. I must tell you.
That's good. You need to do that every once in a while so you know what it's like to be an American.
That's right. To be nice. If I thought about that yesterday. I was thinking, if I was a nice guy, because Tyler was away, and the thought occurred to me, if I was a nice guy, what would I do right now? And I found something to do.
Offer to bring me something? Because you did that.
I wanted to go home, really, is what I wanted to do. But then I thought, you know, if you were a nice guy and a good employee, what would you do right now?
And then you did it.
And I did it.
You should do that more often.
Nice is as nice does.
It's just once in a while is good enough.
All right, Mike, what's in the wardrobe this week?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the best celebrity death recently. And everybody's
is that how we're putting it?
Yeah, this is the best celebrity death. People have written articles about how David Bowie died, and it was just amazing how he went out. You know, he really planned
it.
But I think there is a better rock band celebrity death. Any ideas what that might be?
I have a little idea.
Well, you have an idea because I sent you the music.
Know.
But I think
didn't Jerry Lee Lewis say it was, "Yo, boys, check this out."
What?
And then
what?
He did whatever it is he did, and that was it.
Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive. That's the problem.
Is he?
Oh. Yes.
No, I'm thinking of the other guy. Anyway, never mind. Who is the
Well, I think that there was that we had about 2 weeks ago two members of a very, very significant rock band die on the very same day, and it was not a murder-suicide.
Did Don Henley die too?
No. Oh. This was the Jefferson.
Thinking.
A California band, the Jefferson Airplane, had two members of the band die on the same day.
I missed that. I know Paul Kantner died, obviously, but.
That's who's the other one?
Well, let me ask you, when you think of who the woman in the Jefferson Airplane is, who do you think of?
Grace Slick.
Of course, you think of Grace Slick. Well, the original singer was a woman by the name of Signe Andersen.
Signe.
It was it's a Danish name, and they pronounce it Signe. And Signe Andersen was the first singer in the Jefferson Airplane and actually recorded with them and is on their first album of the Jefferson Airplane. The Jefferson Airplane takes off. And Signe Andersen died on the exact same day as Paul Kantner died.
Poor Signe didn't get any news coverage.
No news coverage at all. And now, when I was looking up Signe Andersen, I found out something very interesting about her. She was married to one of the Merry Pranksters. Do you know who the Merry Pranksters are?
No.
The Merry Pranksters was an acid-based commune in California and in Oregon, led by Ken Kesey, the author.
Yeah.
And it had one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
The Grateful Dead considered themselves to be part of the Merry Pranksters, and Jack Kerouac's friend Neil Cassidy was part of the Merry Pranksters, and they still exist today.
Huh.
So she was very connected, and I thought it would be nice to, we're going to do a little segment on the Jefferson Airplane to honor her by playing one of her famous songs with the Jefferson Airplane called High Flying Bird.
There's a high flying bird way up in the sky now. Yes, and I wonder if she looks down as she flies home by. Well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree, yeah. As I am now, I got no sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Oh, when I used to love a man, he worked in a mine. Never stopped trying. Ooh, well, then one day my man, he up and died. My man up and died, Lord. My man up and died, Lord. Well, he wanted to fly, and the only way to fly was to die. There's a if she looks down as she flies home by, well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Cool.
Yeah. She sounded very manly at the very end there. I think when she goes KXRNLP Laguna Niguel.
Yeah, she switched to our
announcer. Switched the whole thing there. So almost like she was in like a falsetto for the beginning of the song, and then she went KXRNLP. That is very interesting to me, how dated that sounds.
Yeah.
You can't say in pop music today, you cannot make a statement and then say, yes, I am. Can't do it anymore.
You have to say, yes, Ram.
Yes, Ram, yes, Ram. Ram. You can't, it's very dated thing to say, I'm going to love you forever. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't
do
that
anymore. That's, what an interesting observation.
That was the beginning of their career. It was very, very much like coffee house folk singing. Don't you think?
Yeah, very much so. It's an old school sort of thing, probably some Appalachian thing. I don't know, but it's very, it just really date the lyric anyway.
So she sang with the band for a year, decided to get out, and literally within 48 hours, they had a replacement, Grace Lick, who didn't sound all that different.
Yeah, let's recycle the bin for a moment, as they say in radio. Mike Waldman is here with Waldman's Wardrobe. And we're listening to Jefferson Airplane / Starship songs this morning in memory of not only Paul Kantner, but Signe Anderson, who was also in the band, the very first lead singer. All right, so we're moving on to the next song now.
Yeah, Mike. So we're moving on to Paul Kantner. And, you know, interestingly enough, Paul Kantner was a really weird dude. And it might have been all the LSD he took. But he started making a lot of songs about escaping the earth because of the political troubles and because of the ecological troubles and setting up other planets for people to live on. And that's kind of where Starship started. And though it wound up being a very, very popular group that he wasn't even in, maybe they kicked him out, I'm not really sure, and people think of it that way, it was kind of a revolutionary band. And this might be one of the first songs that you could say was a Starship song, even though it was a Jefferson Airplane song. And because it's about leaving the Earth and talking about flying in spaceships. And this is called Have You Seen the Saucers?
We'll be right back.
That's the sound of Jefferson Airplane kind of transitioning to Jefferson Starship, like we just talked about. Paul Kantner on that track. We're remembering his life, and also Signe Anderson, who also died on the same day. Mike Waldman in studio with Waldman's Wardrobe, doing all Jefferson Airplane songs this morning.
Who died first?
During the day, I have no idea. Let's flip a coin. I say Paul Kantner died first because he was the founding member.
Maybe so, yeah. And Signe, it's just like a tribute act she was doing.
And so that was the B-side of their last single, which the single was called Mexico. Why it's in Waldman's Wardrobe? Because that was a B-side. It was never put on their last album.
Cool.
Which was Bark.
Yeah.
Thing I liked about the Starship Records in the beginning is that it was a community kind of recording thing. So in the first Starship album, you had Crosby, Stills, you had Graham Nash, you had David Crosby, you had Jerry Garcia, you had members of Quicksilver Messenger Service. So it was just the community coming together with Paul Kantner, and that was really the first Starship. There was no real band. And as I said, that was kind of the first Starship song, I would say.
Went out of fashion for a long time, that, didn't it? It's back now. A lot of bands collaborate these days. I certainly hear a lot of, you know, when I'm playing new music, there's a lot of times you'll hear, there's this guy from this band and that guy from that band, and they've got a new project. You know, happens a lot these days, but never, it didn't for a long time. It wasn't very fashionable, unless you were David Bowie and Mick Jagger. And you were in your 50s by then anyway. You know.
So last song that we got today is not actually from the Airplane. It's not from the Starship. It's from a band that most people don't even know about anymore these days, Quicksilver Messenger Service.
Yeah, never heard of them.
And they were, again, one of the San Francisco acid rock bands. And they really got their start. Here's the Jefferson Airplane connection. Marty Balin, who was the other founder of Starship, Starship and Airplane, had a club called The Matrix. And the Quicksilver Messenger Service got together in The Matrix. And that was their first places that they played. And what we're going to hear is a live track from a great album of the last days of the Fillmore West. So one of the best music halls in the United States at the time everybody played there. They closed out with a week-long set of concerts where they had the who's who of San Francisco play there. They put out a couple CD set of that called the Closing Days of Winterland. And this is Quicksilver Messenger Service doing Fresh Air.
Cool. Mike Waldman every week showcases rare tracks on Waldman's Wardrobe. Thank you, Mike. Well done today with all Jefferson Starship and Airplane stuff. Ending with this song. Coming up, The Revival will be in studio playing live. See you, sir. All right. KX93.5 is really happy to welcome to the airwaves now the band The Revival out of Winnipeg, Canada. In studio in California, performing a couple shows in L.A. over the next few days. We'll talk about those, talk about their new music video and much more. But first, we're going to hear them perform. The Revival is live in studio whenever you guys are ready.
There's a feeling flowing through my veins, takes my mind to outer space. What's left more to say? I get high on you, yeah. I get high on you, yeah, I do. You are my ecstasy. Need you like the air I breathe, so get used to it. Better get used to it. You are my ecstasy. Need you like the air I breathe, so get used to it. Better get used to it. Stoke my mind, it's a burning fire, and the way you call my name just adds fuel to the flame. And I'm feeling tight, there's no borderlines.
hold on to this night. And when I look into your eyes, I get high on you. Yeah, I get high on you. Yeah.
Yeah, The Revival, live on KX93.5. Awesome job, guys. They're going to play one more song for us, then we'll come back and learn more about this band out of Canada and their upcoming gigs and new music. Song number two, if you guys will take it away.
I'm
Greg.
So much energy in here right now. Awesome, guys. Just after 10 o'clock on KX93.5, we're going to hang out a little late so we can talk more with the revival right after
this. KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
I'm not to let you know.
That's new from Uncle Funkle on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Jason Fetty and I are still hanging out this morning.
As opposed to what's old from Uncle Funkle.
Yeah, Uncle Funkle is only new music. Yeah. The Revival is in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thank you for that energetic live performance. I mean, dude, you really bring it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you.
Especially because didn't you say you stayed up late last night doing a music video?
Yes, we
did. Till what time?
Well, about almost 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was later.
We always drank some beers after that.
Congratulated ourselves.
Yeah. Well, seriously, it was a lot of energy in studio for us in the morning. And tell us about that music video. Maybe we'll start there. It's one that's coming out soon that you guys worked on filming yesterday.
Well, we worked with...
get close to the mic. Get close to the mic.
Everybody's pushing you one way or another.
Oh, yeah. Well, we worked with Ramon, actually... What was his last name again, Kevin? Do you remember? I can't remember for the life of me, but...
Ramon's not listening. It's okay.
No, Ramon's not listening. But yeah. It was...
His last name's Ramon, I think, actually. It's Ramon.
We had Ramon. He was really stellar guy, actually. He had this vision. Like, we were on a bit of a budget, so we put our... We got all together and worked with him, and we had a wicked stylist named Dominique, and got together, and we didn't know what to expect. We were going into a warehouse kind of video shoot environment, and he set up his room so perfectly, just a white wall... We used a bunch of really cool lights, and we had a great energy and some really cool camera techniques he used that we were able to see.
It was really a DIY video that is, we already saw some of the edited product, and it's going to look very much like a high-budget video. So we're really happy. Everybody put a lot of heart and soul, everybody, the stylist, the director, photographer.
That's cool. Do they play the music over speakers and you like lip sync?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that how it works?
There's a couple takes where I actually sung. And I found I just was so exhausted so quickly doing it that way. And it looked pretty much the same with lip singing. I do it in front of the mirror all the time. So.
Do you like look at your own singing face to make sure it looks okay?
Yeah.
You're happy with it?
He also did this really cool method where he would play the song probably five times as fast as actuality. And Kevin would sing super quickly to it. So it looked
like
really...
twice as fast.
Oh, so it was so fast.
and then trying to do like all the hand motions to make it look, you know, sensual and everything. And then when it's slowed down, it looks like my movements are slow, but my vocals, my words, my mouth is synced perfectly.
Wow, that's cool, actually, yeah.
So it's a cool little technique.
It's just like a classic hair, because a lot of hair in this band. Even the people that don't have hair seem hairy to me. There's a sort of hairiness about you. Canadian heavy metal band, some kind of Spinal Tap-ish vibe about you. Which I like a lot. You know, I grew up with that. You know, lead singer's good-looking boy, nice hair, and he's called Kevin. Yeah. Which is fantastic. It's so Spinal. It's brilliant. Even the name of the band, The Revivalist, sort of is like you're bringing back something.
Yes.
You know, is that the idea?
We have some heavy classic rock roots, yeah. But we're trying to, we don't want to be a classic rock band. When people hear us on stage, we bring a huge electronic aspect to us, and we're trying to do something different. So right. We're taking classic rock and we're revivalizing it. We're bringing it out of the ashes. And
making it for a modern audience kind of thing.
Yeah. It's almost like a new sound with the old soul.
New sound with the old soul. Write that down. Where's the drummer?
So what are you guys doing in California then? Was part of it to record the music video? Have you obviously got a couple gigs coming up?
Yes.
Yep, we'll be playing at the Whiskey Go-Go on Wednesday at 8 p.m. actually, and then the Silver Lake Lounge at 11 p.m. on Thursday.
That's interesting because you've got a classic rock gig there in Hollywood, and then you got the Silver Lake, which is a very modern, sort of, you know, trendy, hipstery sort of place.
Which is kind of their thing.
Yeah, which is very, it's totally cool. No beards, though. I noticed there's no beards in the band.
I don't think anyone can grow a beard here.
No, that guy definitely can, yeah.
Because Silver Lake's the, you know, it's the beard capital of the world. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, when you get there, you'll see.
I guess we got to improve on our beard game.
Even the girls, everyone's got beards there.
Lumberjacks.
Good thing we're in a canyon. They can't hear you.
Again, the Revival's in the studio. Where would you like people to go to find your music and look you up online at this time?
Well, you can go to our website. It's called therevivalstyle.com. On there, it has a link to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, and our YouTube, which also has our first single we've released so far. It's called Tell Me What You Know About Love. And that's the one song that we've released to Canada, the U.S., and it's a preview for the album to come.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we're very happy that you gave us a chance to kind of debut this to a lot of Americans maybe hearing you for the first time. And before you go, I'd like to play kind of an international game that we like to play. Is that cool?
Let's do it.
Can we do that?
All right,
let me click this button.
And now, Slang Bang.
Oh, not this again.
All right. this game's called Slang Bang, guys, all right? So he's British and you're Canadian. And I'll host the game, all right? So the point of the game is I'm going to give you slang terms both that English people would know and that Canadian people would know, and you're trying to guess each other's dialects.
It's a great game because it means that awesome. Canadians and Brits, we get to look down our nose and be snooty about Americans.
Oh, that's a perfect thing for us.
So
wait, he's played the game before.
You've never
though.
Played against Canadians before.
No, well, against Canadians, I think it's going to be a
We're
stretch.
A team.
Battle of the Sovereign States.
Monarchy.
So I'll start with you, Jason Fetty. Right. You're going to try to guess a Canadian slang term.
Wow.
What is a loony?
Is it a loony?
A loony.
Like a crazy person, no?
All right, guys, tell them what a loony is.
That's our currency. That's our $1 currency.
The $1 coin.
No, you idiots.
and guess
Ridiculous.
What? It has a loony, a loon on it.
A loon on it. It's the slang.
A loon?
Yeah.
What's a loon?
Like a bird, right?
Oh, yeah. A bird. How
majestic,
ridiculous.
Kind of a duck.
How boring.
It's a majestic duck.
How boring and polite.
All right, for the Canadians, for the Revival. What does bite your arm off mean in British slang? Ooh. To bite your arm off.
Is it when you're really hungry, maybe you could bite your own arm off? You're so hungry?
Hold on. We got to say it.
No,
you
got to
say it.
Yeah,
maybe
we have to.
Bite your arm off.
I think it's kind of like a FU kind of thing, kind of like telling somebody off.
I swear.
Okay. No,
Jason, what is it? Yeah?
Go on.
Take a stab.
Your mouth is very, looks like.
Just exhaust yourself?
No, I'm sorry. Break it's not that. If you said to me, I've got a Ferrari for sale downstairs, it's $15, I'd bite your arm off.
Oh.
I'm going to bite your arm off for that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't just grab it from you. You know, I wouldn't just get it. I'd bite the entire arm.
Yeah, it says you might bite your arm off for ice cream on a sunny day.
Right, I'd bite your arm off for that.
Right.
No, it's pleasant, that pleasant
right.
thing to say to
Jason,
your mother-in-law.
Here's your next Canadian slang.
Romantic.
All right.
What is a house coat?
A house coat. I'm going to guess, and somewhere in the recesses of my mind, it's a dressing gown. Isn't it something Hugh Hefner would wear?
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's
right.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll tell you a story about a Canadian house coat. You want to hear a story about a Canadian house coat?
A robe.
It's a robe. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm on tour with a rock and roll band many years ago, and I'm in Canada, in Toronto. We're playing at North by Northeast.
Oh yeah, yep.
Right. It's the Canadian South by Southwest, and I got to stay because I was a singer in the band. Kevin, I got to stay at a nice hotel, and the rest of the band stayed in these digs that were I don't know what they were.
Oh,
anyway,
whoa.
None of us had a credit card except the bass player, so we had to use his credit card for me to stay in this hotel, and I stole the robe. It was a Hilton, and it said Hilton on the robe, so I stole the robe. And about 6 months later, the bass player showed up on my doorstep, very upset, because he'd been charged $40 for my robe.
For your house coat.
Yeah.
And you didn't give it back, did you?
Oh, no, I did. He was a big guy.
Ah.
The big lad.
All right, Canadians, we're in the middle of a game of slang bang. You're guessing British slang. The next one is faff. What is faff?
Could you
get the pizzazz? Definition? You got a lot of faff.
No, I can't tell you the definition. That's the whole point of the game.
That's the point of the game, yeah.
Is it with a T?
No, in a
no, faff.
No, faff.
F-A-F-F.
Is it like you got a lot of sass or something? Like faff? You got faff.
That's a good guess, actually.
He's faffy.
What is it, Jason? What's faff mean?
It's to mess. If you're faffing, you're messing around.
Yeah,
stop faffing around.
You're procrastinating.
Or if something's really difficult to do, or a little delicate work like soldering trying to use a musician's example, like soldering a cable or something, it would be a faff. Oh, it's such a faff. to fix this thing.
I like that.
Very British slang is far more complex than Canadian slang. Yeah.
It's well thought out, unlike the loony.
We have one more for you, Jason.
Yeah.
You ready? Canadian slang. You should be able to get this, I think. A toque. What is a toque?
Toque? Do you know, I have no idea.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Do you guys know what this is?
Oh, yeah.
Is
that, yeah. It's, you know what it is? It's every day for us.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
It's every day for you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A toque.
For a small
hill. Is it pronounced took or toque?
Toque.
All right, yeah.
So picture this.
Is it a toque?
Picture this. You're Canadian. You get out of your igloo. It's minus 50.
Right.
How do you stay warm? You put a hat on your head.
You set fire to your toque.
You put your toque on.
It's a beanie.
Oh, it's a hat.
It's a beanie.
It's a beanie.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness
a knitted
me.
Winter cap.
You guys are so quaint and nice.
But that's really common for you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We Everyone wears it.
Yeah. I can just see you guys in your toque and your house coat.
Well, it goes to Holding minus 40 in the winter, so we have to. Like, if we don't cover our ears, it's
right.
Like they actually, we could, like, burn them off from
fall
cold.
Off.
They got to put their toques on.
They'd freeze and fall off.
Yeah.
See, different country languages are fun.
And then you'd never get your glasses on because you'd have nothing to hang them over. Yeah. Terrible. You'd be blind and deaf.
That band was The Revival. They're out of Winnipeg, and now you've learned some British slang this morning. And you've hung out with us in Laguna Beach. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Couple totally. Shows over the next couple days. You're at the Whiskey tomorrow night and the Silver Lake Lounge on Thursday. Revivalstyle.com.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. It's where people can find more, and we'll keep in touch with you guys, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Cheers.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Keep your toques on.
See you.